but they needed to make the music cool. So they started looking for someone to sing over the music. And they found her in the name of a girl called LaDonna Gaines, who was an American girl who'd gone to Germany to sing in a musical called Hair. LaDonna met Giorgio, they decided to work together. They renamed her Donna Summer and they began producing music together. They released a lot of stuff through the mid-70s, but it wasn't until 1977 that they hit the big time with an album called I Remember Yesterday. It climaxed with this song. And it was this song that crowned Giorgio Moroder, the Italian man with the handlebar moustache, as the godfather of electronic disco. It crowned Donna Summer the queen of the disco dance floor during the 70s. She ruled it. It's 25 years, over 25 years since it's been released, and it's still massively relevant all over the world. Every self-respecting DJ has this track in their record box. It's Donna Summer, produced by Giorgio Moroder, and it is I Feel Love.
Interview that I just had with the Vice President is Louisiana Senator Mary Landrieu. Good to see you, Senator. We always appreciate you having you on the program. Let me put up on the screen here a Fox News poll from yesterday as it relates to the Vice President and his daughter, and I was asking him about it. Kerry's reference to Cheney's daughter, 25% said appropriate, 64% said inappropriate. How do you feel about it? Was it inappropriate?
Well, first of all, Sean, let me say, I wouldn't call what just happened with the Vice President an interview. I think it was an info commercial for the Bush-Cheney reelection campaign.
Hey, Senator, if you want to insult me,
I'm not insulting you.
I think you're a lousy senator. Okay, if you want to play a little
interview.
Game. But here's the deal. Senator, if you want to insult my interview, you can. But just for your information, we have offered the Kerry campaign now for months an interview to sit on this program with Alan for the same amount of time, and that as of now, they have not chosen an opportunity. This is an opportunity.
My name is John Stewart. You have to excuse me, I'm exhausted today. The baseball playoffs have been a lecture. My name is John Stewart. You have to excuse me, I'm exhausted today. The baseball playoffs. I drew a picture. My name is John Stewart. You have to excuse me, I'm exhausted today. The baseball playoffs.
We will not have an all-volunteer army.
Actually, we were away last week, 10-day sex tour. By the way, if you are looking to do some sex tourism, don't go to Ohio. Our show will still blow. Apparently, the Commission on Presidential Debates was rude enough to schedule not one, but two presidential debates while we were gone. Now, if you watch the debates, obviously you know about the bulge on President Bush's back and that Mary Cheney is the only homosexual in the country with parents. But the debate...